What then do we know about this very ancient Africa? Even today, I should warn you, we have but the thinnest patchwork of human fossils and important sites. The distances are enormous. The archaeological record is rich, but has hardly been scratched. You see, archaeologists are human. They prefer to work in the more spectacular areas. Central America, Europe, Southwest Asia, North America, where there are spectacular finds. The archaeological record of the origins of humans is, to put it mildly, unspectacular. But it is of crucial importance to our understanding of ourselves. After over a century of work, we know that at least three grades of archaic-looking Homo sapiens flourished in Africa, just as archaic humans had Homo sapiens had evolved in Europe. These archaic Homo sapiens populations had evolved ultimately from Homo erectus and Homo ergaster, as we saw in Lecture 3. All had larger skull vaults and many other anatomical features like those of modern humans. In particular, their limbs were modern-looking, their skulls were more rounded, and many of the more extreme features of Homo erectus were reduced as brain size increased. The details of this anatomy are the domains of specialists. All I can do here is very briefly summarize what we know at the moment. Once again, I'm going to use some labels. You'll find them defined in the course guide. An early archaic human, a Homo sapiens, and I mean early, was widespread from southern to northeast Africa about 200,000 years ago. We know almost nothing about these people, except the few fossils we do have are heavily built, thick skulls with massive brow ridges and other anatomical features which are much closer to those of Homo erectus than other skulls. Clearly, their ancestry is among very ancient humans in Africa. We talked earlier about the difference between a linear scheme of human evolution and the more bushing one. I think here particularly you must think again of the bush, of many different varieties of humans south of the Sahara. And one of these varieties, archaic, early archaic Homo sapiens, were heavily built, quite ancient-looking humans. Then there's another group, late archaic Homo sapiens, as opposed to early. Now here, the picture gets very much more complex. You're looking at a mosaic, and the word mosaic is a good word, of different features found on the surviving skulls. Some of the features, like brow ridges, are ancient. They recall the early Homo sapiens and other archaic forms. Others, on the other hand, more rounded skulls, modern-looking limbs, tend to favor a more modern grade of human, with the modern features tending to outnumber the ancient ones. You're talking about a very scattered, isolated African population, numbering in a few thousands, small bands, many of them living in extreme isolation, so the evolutionary pressures on them were the result very often of isolation. Now, these more modern-looking creatures tend to date to around 100,000 years ago or somewhat earlier. So, they're a little later than the early archaic ones. Then there's a third group, and this group is anatomically modern.